Here are headline stories from Elgin newspapers 100 years ago today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. These stories and ads were in Elgin newspapers on November 23, 1920. Swan store is on fire. Rushing from the telephone, Desk Sergeant William Breen of the Elgin Police Force made haste to fire station number 1 yesterday afternoon. Swan store is on fire. Firemen leaped for their apparatus. Trucks and hook ladders charged their way out of the station house. Traffic halted to let the speeding fire trucks race to the fire. Firemen arrived at the store. Pouring from the roof was smoke. Ladders were hoisted and firefighters made their way to the roof. Sparks were coming from a chimney that was burning out. The excitement disappeared and apparatus was returned to the station. Swan's chimney was on fire. The ordinance calling for a special election on the question of issuance of bonds for the general rehabilitation of the water supply system was passed by the City Council at a special session late this afternoon. The ordinance calls for the sale of the bonds in $1,000 denominations, this amount having been decided upon because of the belief they can be more readily sold. The general rehabilitation plans in the ordinance call for the purchase of various equipment, including a new pump of 3 million gallon capacity to be installed at the pumping station. Thinking ahead to Thanksgiving dinner, Thomas Market Company on 175 Chicago Street is advertising turkeys, ducks, geese, and chickens for sale. If you are inclined to have your Thanksgiving dinner out, Kelly Hotel and Restaurant will serve dinners from 12 o'clock until 8 p.m. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Area Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.